How's it going, guys? Welcome to the TVR show. Let's get into it. Invincible, episode 4. At this point in the story, Mark has been very preoccupied with Amber and college, and he's been neglecting seeing his mom. So this episode starts with him arriving late for lunch. Debbie questions Mark whether or not Amber has spilled his secret identity yet, when suddenly there's a knock at the door. Mark! Get in here! That's probably what his mom sounds like, right? When she's panicked, that's how she sounds. We see Science Dog at the door, smoke spewing out of his jetpack. Almost instantaneously, Mark puts some distance between his mother and what seems to be his favorite comic book superhero. What are you? We see Science Dog trying to explain himself. It's me, Science Dog! And we get to see Mark having a breakdown of his reality. Like, what the hell is going on right now? Even me as the reader, like, what the hell is going on? Whoever this is, they keep up with the story. Hey, it's me, Science Dog. It's me, Mark. You know me. Mark immediately spears him in the chest and just impacts right into the earth. Total disregard for these poor guys working on a construction site. Puts a devastating crater into the ground. You don't exist! Mark starts yelling, how do you know where I live? How do you know my name? None of this is adding up. I mean, this is like a surreal experience. This is like if Omni-Man just showed up to my house. You know? Science Dog, super nice, right? Omni-Man, even if he was here and he's real, I don't know what his intention's going to be. You know what I mean? He might just clap my head like a grape. Anyways, let's get back to the story. We see Science Dog start to panic. Mark is starting to mess him up. His jetpack's messed up. He's like, please, let's just talk. Let's talk somewhere. And Mark grabs him by the back of his scruff of his neck and takes off to somewhere more private. Science Dog breaks down to Invincible. My people are in great danger. His planet is about to fall victim to some kind of cosmic threat. And while they are super advanced, they do not have the means to protect themselves. And they think that Invincible does. Mark says he wants to see what the alien actually looks like. And then we get to see it's some kind of praying mantis looking thing. Its technology is so advanced that it was able to have a suit replicate any appearance. Being Science Dog, the alien goes on to say that they know humans have a problem with aliens when they don't look similar to themselves. As soon as they start looking a little weird, humans start acting a little hostile. So that's the reason behind the suit. The alien says, Mark, Mark Grayson of Earth, will you help us? And Mark gladly accepts. Now, this only happened in a small amount of time. Mark says, give me 20 minutes, I'll meet you right back. And he takes off. And we hear Cecil in his ear. He is not happy. He does not want Mark to go off planet to help this civilization. They could be a threat. You don't know. After the events with Omni-Man, he's very, very skeptical of any alien's intentions. Mark gets home, and his mom's already boozing. She is just so distraught since what happened at the end of season one that she's just finding a way to cope with the booze, and she's not doing well. He jumps into Mantis's spaceship, and Cecil the whole time is still absolutely furious, and he starts breaking up. Mark says, see ya, I'm doing my thing. And they're off. And we get to see Mark absolutely bored because he didn't realize this ship is going to take 6 days to get to his homeworld. Upon his arrival, when Mark exits the ship, the people of this world are all cheering. Mark has no idea what is going on. The alien disguised as Science Dog tells Mark, some of these people have been waiting for you their entire lives. Mark says, their entire lives? How's that? He tells him, your people and my people are very different, and that he'll explain later. We see the alien bring Mark to a giant building with a huge set of doors. Mark asks him, where are you taking me right now? And he tells him, our monarch has requested to see you immediately upon your arrival. And the look on Mark's face is just pure shock. Bam! And standing there with an arm outstretched in golden armor, Looking like royalty standing in front of a throne, stood Mark's father, Omni-Man, a.k.a. Nolan.
Hello, son. It's been a while. You're looking well.
Dad!
Yes, son. It's me.
And we see a close-up of Mark's hand. Mark's face immediately tightens up. It looks like anger. And his hand now turns into a fist.
Son? Omni-Man notices the tension. Mark. He's trying to get a reaction out of Invincible. It looks like they're about to go to battle again.
Omni-Man clenches his fists,
which I gotta say,
look about 3 times bigger than Invincible's. Still in shock.
Dad!
Mark is in tears and goes in for the hug. And Omni-Man's fists are still balled up. These two fucking sledgehammer
hands.
And Mark just begins bawling his eyes out, just excited to see his father. And we see Omni-Man finally lets his guard back down and goes in for the hug. And holy shit. I mean, the tension of these scenes. He almost just got whooped. He almost just got punched across the planet again. Omni-Man tells Mark he's missed him. And Mark, crying hysterically, begs his father to come back. Come back home. Please come back to me and Mom, and we'll make everything the way it used to be. And he just keeps begging his father. And Omni-Man says, you know, I can't do that, son. Even if I could, Earth would never look at me the same. This is my home now. So even though everything seems cool, for some reason, Omni-Man brings up, so we're done fighting now? And Mark tells him, you know, I've loved you for 18 years. I can't fight you. You're my father. Even after everything you did, I still love you. And just like that, they're cool. Omni-Man tells Mark the truth. He tells him how, back on Earth, the way Mark acted was weak, and he deserved to die. But he couldn't bring himself to do it. He knew that if Mark wouldn't join him, there was no other option. He would have to kill Mark and still enslave Earth, or he would just have to leave and face the repercussions later on. And he chose to leave. He turned his back on his Viltrumite heritage. And now, as a fugitive, the Viltrumite Empire would be searching for him. So he decided to take another planet and possibly lessen his punishment. And by sheer luck, I mean, he can only hold his breath for 2 weeks. So within 2 weeks' time, he was able to find a planet that was just as prosperous as Earth, although very different at the same time. In some ways, they were less advanced, but in others, they were far superior to humans. But they learn instantaneously. Even as a child, they can all remember their first memory exactly to the T. It's actually an insane coincidence because on this planet, the ruler is the oldest member of the planet. And what's the age cap for these people, right? These aliens only live to be 9 months old. So when they met Nolan and found out just how old he was, they decided to make him their ruler. He didn't have to fight. He didn't have to do anything. It was a seamless takeover. Omni-Man tells Mark that there's much to discuss. Mark kind of asks him at one point, you know, why did you send Science Dog? And Omni-Man's like, well, I knew you had comfort in that character, but apparently the message got a little messed up, and he didn't actually intend for the alien to be Science Dog when he arrived. A little bit of a miscommunication. While they're talking, Mark balls up his fist and punches Omni-Man in the back of the head. Boom! What? Omni-Man goes into full battle mode. And Mark's like, oh, I just wanted to make sure you weren't another alien, you know? After the Science Dog thing, that technology, maybe somehow they were reading his mind and it wasn't actually his father. But with a punch like that, it was. And Omni-Man kind of gives Mark some props. You've grown a lot stronger. Mark asks him, you know, what am I here to do? Why did you call for me here?
Viltrum knows I'm here. They're coming for me.
Mark asks, you know, what, when?
And Nolan goes on to say, I don't know. Anything more than soon.
Then we see a
pretty good-looking praying mantis lady walk over. Omni-Man says, hold on a second. And then we get to this scene.
Good evening, dear.
And Omni-Man starts making out with this praying mantis broad. Are you kidding?
Mark's like, what the? Dad!
Omni-Man literally has tons of drool all over his face from this chick's mouth. And he's like,
I suppose this could look quite unusual, son. But I assure you, it is the same thing as kissing is on Earth. So on this planet, you just lick each other's tongues and shit.
And that's when Omni-Man introduces Endressa, his mate.
Your mate?
Yes, son. This is my home now. I will never be returning to Earth. This probably wasn't the easiest way for you to discover this, but I have an entirely new life.
I've moved on. Endressa leaves the room. Omni-Man says, you know what, I'll be there in a moment. And Mark is just like, moved on. You know what I mean? First you call my mom a pet. Now you're saying you moved on already? Like, dude, it's been fucking, 2 months? Nolan says, you know, we'll talk about this later. But first, I want to show you something. Come with me. And we see that is your little brother.
Wow.
So let's just take a second. Omni-Man, in the matter of 2, maybe 3 months, is at another planet, has taken full control without any force. They actually love him. They love him there. And he actually loves these people. And we'll see that more. But the biggest thing is he picked a mate on this planet and already has a son. And by the looks of this child, I mean, this child might be 2 years old already. So we can see that the baby is advancing quickly, just like these praying mantis people do. And as you can see, Endressa playing with her son, they look totally different. He's definitely more Viltrumite than whatever they are, but he does have purple skin, which would indicate that the Viltrumite bloodline is a little bit tainted. And we'll get to that later. So back to the story. Mark is completely surprised and thrown off by this. And as am I, as the reader. And you too. I mean, maybe you're surprised, maybe you're not. Nolan says, you know what, I'm happy here. I decided to make a family. And Mark doesn't understand this. The last time he saw his father, he said how insignificant humans were. Their lifespans were short, they were nothing. And these people, their lifespans, you know, is 100 times less than a human's. So it's infinitely more inferior in the eyes of Nolan from what he said at the end of season 1. Mark doesn't understand it. And that's when Omni-Man says, you know, things have changed. I've changed. And the amount of time from the Mark beatdown until now, Omni-Man's been reflecting on himself and all of the Viltrumite ways, and he realizes his way of thinking has been wrong for all these centuries. He goes on to tell Mark, you see the color of your brother's skin? Viltrumites aren't compatible with this species as they are with humans. If the Viltrum Empire were to find out about his new little brother, they would kill him immediately. The baby's only 3 weeks old, and already he's aged this much. He won't live as long as a Viltrumite, or even as long as Mark, who is also a hybrid, but mostly Viltrumite. He's like 100%. he goes on to say that his aging will slow down as he gets older. He's not going to just be like a 100-year-old man next month. And he'll still probably reach thousands of years old. So this kind of hints at, we already knew Omni-Man was over 1,000 years old. But even with this accelerated aging, he's saying his little brother can become thousands of years old as well. So Viltrumites might be able to live tens of thousands of years old. Who the hell knows? I don't know yet. And the reason that Mark is there is because the Viltrumites are coming. His location has been compromised and they know he's there. The reason he called on Mark was to defend the planet. Mark's like, against an army of adult Viltrumites? He says, no. They'll more likely send 4 or less, and they have their most powerful soldiers doing other things, like conquering new worlds, like me. He tells Mark, they don't even know you exist, so the fact that you're here with me gives us a fighting chance. He asks him, will you help me?
And Mark loves his dad.
Hell yeah, Pops.
I'm not gonna stand by and let them murder a baby.
Thank you, son. Now I hope we have enough time to prepare.
There's many things that I hope to teach you before they...
And then boom!
One of the aliens comes into the room.
Sorry to interrupt,
but it's urgent. Omni-Man, with shock on his face, out with it! What is it? It's... And we see outside, the city is already getting ravaged. 3 Viltrumites, already killing hundreds of aliens, searching for Omni-Man. To be continued.